I'm Francesca.
And I'm Pete.
And welcome to episode one of the Skills Provision podcast. First of all, I'd like to talk to you a bit about some open positions we have available. So our first stop is in the US. We have a hospital in North Dakota that is looking for healthcare workers for various different disciplines in the nursing realm. The first position is for registered surgical nurses. And for these positions, they are open to candidates from the US, but also Canadians via the TN1 visa sponsor route. These positions offer an hourly rate between $29.13 and $36.90. Now, for these positions, they're looking for candidates to have a registered nursing license, specifically in North Dakota, be BLS certified, and experience within the surgical department would be preferred. Now, if you are applying from outside through the TN1 visa route, it is also essential that candidates must be willing to commit for at least the 2 years that the sponsorship is offering. The next opportunity we have available is in the home and hospice side of nursing. Again, these can vary depending on the location, but this specific one is in Minot, North Dakota. Now, for this position, once again, applicants must come from the US or from Canada via the TN1 visa. For this position, the hourly rate is between $29.13 and £36.90. In addition, there are health benefits such as life insurance plans and dental and vision schemes. They are also looking for candidates to be NCLEX certified. Candidates must also have a valid driving license and available car due to the travel that is required. The last position we have available for this client is for an intensive care unit registered nurse. Now, specifically for this role, applicants must have NCLEX. They must also have experience in the emergency department and intensive care. Basic life support must be held when applying for this position. And for this role, the hourly rate is between $29.13 and $36.90. Benefits also include health plans, life insurance, and dental and vision. Now, as we continue across to the US, we have another hospital that is looking for other nursing professions. This company has been in operation for over 20 years and cover the Eureka, California area. One of their current requirements is for registered obstetrics nurses. The pay rate for these positions is $47.77 per hour, and additional benefits include shift differentials, annual performance reviews, health plans, jury duty, and liability coverage. Now, for this role, candidates must have at least 1 year of experience and 6 months within the perinatal nursing department is preferred. Once again, these positions are open to candidates within the US or those applying from Canada using the TN1 visa route. The next opportunity we have available for this hospital is for ICU registered nurses. Once again, the hourly rate is $47.77. For this role, candidates must have NCLEX certification, a bachelor's degree in nursing, and at least 1 year's experience. Ideally, in the last 3 years, candidates should have had or undertaken a course in critical or intensive coronary care. For this position, if you are applying from within the US, a registered nursing license in California is also needed, or an interim permit. Again, applicants are welcome from Canada using the TN1 visa route. The last opportunity we have available for this company is for emergency department nurses. The hourly rate for this role is $47.77. And for these positions, candidates must have at least 1 year of experience, ideally 6 months in the emergency department. In addition, BLS and ACLS certifications are required. Should you have PALS, TNCC, and MICN, these would be welcome too. Applicants are also welcome to apply from Canada using the TN1 visa route. Now, we move over to Saudi Arabia. Currently, we have a company in the Middle East that have become a market leader in turnkey production solutions in the oil and gas and power sector. They have some urgent requirements that they're looking to fill this side of Christmas, with some ongoing requirements into the new year. One of the positions is for valve technicians and supervisors. For these roles, they're all offering an initial one-year contract and a tax-free salary. For valve technicians, the salary is between $3,000 and $4,000 per month. In addition, an accommodation allowance and support will be provided, along with the transport allowance and the visa support if this is required. Ideally, applicants will have an MVQ level or equivalent in the relevant discipline and experience in multiple valves and actuator types. The next position we have available for this company are wellhead technicians and supervisors. Once again, a tax-free salary is on offer and it's $3,000 to $4,000 per month. In addition, an accommodation support or allowance is provided, transport allowance and visa support if applicant should require this. The requirements for this role are having an MVQ level or equivalent in a relevant discipline, preferably have completed an engineering apprenticeship, and hold relevant offshore certifications such as BOSIET and MIST. And the last requirement we have for this company are for mechanical engineers. These positions offer an attractive tax-free salary of $4,000 to $5,000 per month, and alongside the accommodation, transport allowance, visa support if required. Ideally, candidates will have a bachelor's or master's in mechanical engineering. Ideally, they should be a chartered engineer or working towards this, and experiencing CAD and 3D modelling is also essential. For all of these positions, the client is really looking for people to join them as soon as possible. So if you're interested, please do get your application in as soon as possible. Now we head down under to Australia. We have various companies across Australia looking for motor mechanics. Now, the offer and location can vary greatly. So if you're interested in moving to Australia, we ask that you register on our site and apply with interest. A typical requirement for these positions are that candidates should have at least 5 years of experience. Ideally, applicants should also be main brand trained in brands such as BMW, Subaru, Ford, Volvo, Jaguar Land Rover, Toyota, Isuzu, or VW. In addition, applicants must also hold a valid car driving license. Now, if you're interested and you're applying for Australia and you don't live within the country, there are obviously additional visa requirements that must be met. These include things such as completing your trade skills assessment, obtaining the correct IELTS score, that is the English language score, and having a valid passport for travel. But if you're interested in these positions and you want to make that move down under, please register today. Now we head to the UK. We are working with a company that are a leading MEP contractor, specialising in design, mechanical, electrical, public health and prefabrication and fit-out projects. With over 50 years in the game, they have now become a major player, turning over £65 million. For these roles, the company is offering not only to the local market, but opening into the international one as well via visa sponsorship. The first position I'd like to talk to you about is a building services mechanical engineer. Now, for these roles, the salary is between £50,000 and £65,000 per annum. This company is also offering some great benefits such as 30 days annual leave, accommodation support, visa sponsorship if required, death in service, health checks, employee assistance program, paid professional subscriptions, cash health plan, and training and development opportunities. Now, for this role, an ideal candidate for them will be taking a lead role in projects, designing and planning, coordinating on mechanical projects, contributing to the design strategy, and conceptual design on mechanical installations. Applicants must have at least 5 years of experience. They must also be well-versed and have a working knowledge of British Building Standards or CIBSE guidance documents. AutoCAD experience is also essential. And if you are applying from outside of the UK and you're looking to utilise that skilled worker visa route, You must also meet the minimum requirements for this. The other position we have available is for a building services electrical design engineer. This position offers an annual salary of £50,000 to £65,000 per annum. It also comes with those benefits previously mentioned. For this role, they're looking for applicants to have 5 years of post-qualification experience, be well-versed in British Building Standards and CIBSE, able to use AutoCAD proficiently. Knowledge of Revit and Dialux would also be welcomed. And once again, if you're an applicant that's applying from outside of the UK, able to meet the minimum visa requirements. Now we continue our journey in Northern Ireland with a new company who are looking for assembly fitters and hydraulic fitters for their company. Now, this company has global roots with locations not only in the UK, but also in the US and Germany. Their first requirement for assembly fitters is they are looking for applicants who are able to fit various components to the ground support equipment, able to operate various power and manual tools, are familiar with working to ISO 9001 quality management systems, and follow company guidelines and regulations. Ideally, they are looking for candidates that come from the production, assembly, manufacturing department. If they've come from the aviation or automotive, that would be excellent. One thing that is also of paramount importance is that candidates are able to understand engineering drawings and able to fit hydraulics. Candidates must also have a valid car driving license, owing to the fact that the location of the plant is quite remote. For this role, the company is offering an hourly rate of £13 to £15 per hour. And they are also offering benefits such as visa sponsorship, accommodation support, pension scheme, health plan, life insurance, and 30 days holiday. The other position for them is a hydraulic fitter. This position, once again, is offering £13 to £15 per hour, accommodation support, pension scheme, health plan, life insurance, and 30 days holiday. Ideally, candidates for this position will have previous experience as a hydraulic fitter and specifically fitting hydraulics into vehicles. The client has suggested that applicants from an automotive manufacturing slash mechanical or MOT testing background tend to do well in this role. Applicants must also have a valid car driving license, and if looking to utilise the skilled worker visa route, must meet the minimum requirements for this position. The next opportunity I'd like to tell you about in the UK is in the hospitality sector. We have an excellent set of opportunities available for chefs of various different levels with a successful Caribbean restaurant chain. This chain has more than 40 locations across the UK, with more due for next year. Once again, for these roles, the client has opened this to not only the local market, but also the international industries by offering visa sponsorship. For these roles, they are offering various different salaries depending on skill set, with junior sous chef being £24,000 to £27,000 per annum, sous chef at £27,000 to £30,000 per annum, and head chef £32,000 to £36,000 per annum. For these roles, it is important that applicants are aware that duties will include being accountable for all food stocks on site, maintain all equipment in the kitchen, lead by example, following and implementing health and safety policies, and setting up your teams for success. Ideally, applicants will have previous experience in hospitality, formal qualifications, they are guest focused and have a keen eye for detail. Now, as we move into Europe, we have a series of positions available, contract jobs in the construction and trade industry. These include steel fixers, panel beaters, plasterers, and roof tilers. All of these positions are with various different employers across the Netherlands and Germany. The pay rate for these positions varies between 500 to 600 euros net per week based on a 40-hour working week. There is also free single-person accommodation provided with a shared kitchen, For these positions, due to the nature of the requirement, it is only open to those who have the right to work within the EU. For all the positions, you can find out more about the exact requirements on our website. The last opportunity I'd like to talk to you today about is for a business development manager. Now, we are working with an organisation who have a US and UK presence and are continuing to expand their offering to businesses in the adhesive sector. Now, this position is to be based in Germany and covering the German market, but offers home working opportunity. For this role, candidates must have a working knowledge of the structural adhesives sector, specifically in MMAs. They are also looking for applicants to cover or have experience with the automotive, marine or transport industries. For this role, the company is offering an annual salary of between £75,000 and £90,000 per annum, a technology package and a car allowance. If you're interested in this position, please do visit our website and apply as soon as possible. Okay, Pete, if you'd like to tell them all about some exciting profiles that have registered on our website.
Hi, Francesca. Thank you for that. I do believe that the microphone may have been slightly out. Could you just repeat all that, please? Joking. Right.
I was going to say, please don't make me do that. That was a lot to get through.
Yeah, brilliant. So we have plenty, as you can see from hearing Francesca, or hear from Francesca, we have plenty of job opportunities to view the ones listed and more. Please visit skills-provision.com. On the homepage, on the right-hand side, there's a section, Current Vacancies, and a call to action there, View Job Board, where they're all listed. Ideally, bookmark this page because we're adding new jobs on a weekly basis. And as we run through these podcasts, one per month, we will cover more and more exciting opportunities. And in particular, moving into the many visa sponsorship roles that we have currently, which we'll probably cover on podcast number 2. On the profiles, what we do is we collect a lot of information and data from job seekers, not just CVs. And a lot of this information is produced into what we call a profile. It can be seen on the left-hand side of the homepage, opposite the jobs, and there's another call to action there to go to the inventory of over 21,000 registered job seekers. These people are obviously interested in international employment. And a particular interest to our visiting employers. So I'm just going to run through a few of the interesting profiles that we've produced. As I said, the profile supplements the CV, basically trying to give each worker, a member, a bit of space online to expand on their personality, the skill levels, who they are as people, which a CV can be quite bland, boring, and historical, based on the employment that's been carried out, not on the kind of people they are, their interests, their hobbies, and what they get up to. So we have here a mechanical engineer looking for work in Canada. This person was born and raised in Muscat, Oman. He completed his bachelor's degree in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He has a strong mindset and can adapt to various cultures, backgrounds, and environments. His qualifications include SolidWorks 3D, AutoCAD, ANSYS simulation, MATLAB, and C++ programming. interest, chess, swimming, cryptocurrency. It's a bit of a strange hobby, but there we go. And has many previous employment positions which are of interest. Up next, we have a sales executive and coordinator who is self-motivated and a confident young man committed to producing excellent results. His skills include accounting, sales, organizing and coordinating events, report writing, presentation skills, website management, and is fully conversant with Microsoft Office. Interest football, listening to music and reading, and movies, which I find personally, I see too much of it, but here we go. Netflix. Previous employment includes work at Aero Foods, 633 Foundation, and Kashin Polyclinic. This person comes from Ghana. What I find with a lot of people from, specifically from Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, we're getting some very strong profiles coming in for some highly employable people, which is fantastic. We give everyone a fair opportunity. Next one, mechanical engineer requires employment in the UK. Nice profile image, which is always nice to see. This person has 5 years experience in engineering and is interested in learning and developing his skills. He's very much excited about working in a foreign country. Skills and qualifications, BE in mechanical engineering, diploma, NDT level 2. Previous employment has been an assistant engineer, quality assurance and quality control inspector, vendor inspections, customer and TUV inspections, NDT level 2, and shop floor production. Currently located in the UK, is of Indian nationality. Interested in working in any location, which is obviously handy. Next up, we have a CNC machine operator. Seeks work in the United Kingdom. Good skills, tool sharpening, drill bits, taps, cultures, gun drills, and good knowledge of CNC tooling. Skills and qualifications, CNC machine operator, knowledge of 3D and 2D programming, and has 5 years overall experience. Previous employment details, worked for Varak PVT Limited, and also worked in Saudi Arabia for in the metals industry as a CNC operator / programmer. Resides in Saudi Arabia, Indian nationality. Next up, we have a software quality assurance manager. Now, this person is a collaborative team leader with extensive software experience. A growing theme at the moment, we're getting a lot of strong IT people coming in, joining, filling out the profiles. And now these people are very much needed within the international employment area. strong candidates, strong skill sets. His qualifications is software quality assurance. Interests and hobbies, the old watching movies is in there, listening to songs, probably on his phone, and sports. Previous employment details, Technorus Business Solutions, CTO, and Skywoods Techno Solutions. Currently residing in India, an Indian national. Next up, we have our first female, compassionate registered nurse pursuing work in the UK. Nice yellow top on her profile. Quite smart. She's a dedicated and compassionate registered nurse with a progressive career history. Good. Qualifications. Bachelor's in nursing science and is registered as a midwife. Skills, critical care, patient communication, active listening, team player, critical care, repeated, monitoring vital signs, and IV cannulation, whatever that means. Interests and hobbies, listening to music, taking care of people's interests, and once again, the old watching movies, which seems a default on nearly every profile, which if they think these people think that it impresses the employers, then who am I to say differently? Previous employment details, proficient medical center in Abu Dhabi, Aspen Medical Services, once again in Abu Dhabi, and Kinetic Hospital, Abuja, I believe, in Nigeria. Nigerian national, now residing in Abu Dhabi. Quite a strong profile, that. Very interesting. And one I know that Francesco liked, because she works quite a lot within the fish processing industry in the UK. A fish cutter and seaman from India, sporting a very trendy haircut. Because of his childhood, which was obviously seaborne, and his grandfather was a fisherman, which then led for him to move into the industry. He's worked on a merchant ship for 1 year. Skills and qualifications. He's completed his secondary degree with interest and skilled fish processing and fishing. Interests and hobbies. Doesn't have the movies, but playing football, music and travelling. So nice varied selection there. He is Indian and residing in Kerala, India, which I believe, if I'm right or not, Francesca, is that the fish processing area? Kerala?
Kerala. It does have a lot of fish-oriented work right near the coast.
Yeah, I thought it did. So we've now got a poultry farmer seeking work in the UK. Strong team player, can be counted on. Combines natural physical skills with competence and precision. Not sure how much of that is needed in the poultry game, but being keen, enthusiastic, strong of mind and body will certainly help. List of qualifications and skills, customer service certification, public administrator, interests and hobbies, reading and swimming. Nigerian, living in the Cross River location in Nigeria. Next up, we have Food and beverage supervisor. We always have plenty of food and beverage jobs knocking about. His 8 years experience in hospitality and manufacture and the manufacturing industry. Qualifications, BA in hospitality. And his skills, communicating, reliable team worker, flexible, proactive nature. Interests and hobbies, playing cricket and snooker, interacting with people, travelling. Previous employment details, Aspire Catra Hospitality, Phoenix Surgicals, India, Techno Task Business Solutions. Location unknown. His current location is, I can't pronounce that, in India and National, Indian National. So there we go, a nice selection of profiles that have gone to the trouble of registering on our website. When you apply for a job, if it's the first time, you'll be directed to a video, short video, being produced by our technical team. You have to go to the end of that, which lasts about a minute, 30 seconds, something like that, and then into the form. Please be aware, our technical team and their administrators are quite keen on people following the basic rules set out when filling out a profile. So stick to the rules, make your profile as interesting as possible. Bear in mind, these are heavily viewed by employers. So the idea is to impress the people out there that may want to give you a job. Right, Francesca, over to you.
Okay, thank you. Next topic of conversation I have to discuss today is about partners and becoming a partner with Skills Provision. So with our work and the fact that we cover international market, we often have requests from companies and clients that perhaps are not necessarily within our wheelhouse in every single industry. Now, what we do have in place is a partnership scheme. So we have organisations and other recruiters that we work with to help us fulfil certain recruitment tasks. Now, these partners are all vetted by us and go through a process of onboarding to ensure that they understand what we at Skills Provision are looking to offer not only our clients, but also job seekers throughout the process and getting them into various different positions worldwide. So what are we looking for in a partner? Some of the things that we think are really important and make a good partner in our experience are things like professionalism. So this is not only in the way that they conduct themselves, but in the way that they communicate with us, job seekers, and if necessary, the potential employers. We're looking for partners who are well connected and have a strong reach within their market. Now, it could be that your organisation covers a certain geographical location, or you specialise in a particular industry, say CNC, for example. What we want is for our partners to be able to access those markets and be able to give us a wider reach with our job offers. We also look for people who are trustworthy. As Pete touched on with creating profiles, when working on our systems and utilising our systems to upload candidates and things such as this, we need to ensure that our partners are going to follow guidelines and procedures and policies set up by our team here, and also any laws or requirements that are required in their home countries. Now, this next one is possibly one of the most important things. As we've currently got some partners that we work with and our partnership network is ever increasing, responsiveness is probably the next key aspect. If we have a recruitment task and we ask for your help, we hope that you would engage as soon as possible in completing that task. If you're not the first to work on it, then it may well go to another company, another partner, meaning that you miss out on that opportunity. We like to ensure that our clients get the best service possible, and we ask our partners to engage with the same level of interest in getting that task done. The more we can work on, the more that we can process, the more opportunities that become available. So what's in it for you? It gives your organisation opportunity to work on international placements. to work with reputable companies globally that maybe you don't have access to. It offers your company the chance to offer your candidates those international opportunities that perhaps they've been seeking for, but have never found that opportunity. One thing that we also find in international recruitment is, unfortunately, there's a lot of fraudulent activity out there. All of our clients and companies and employers that we work with, we ensure that they are legitimate and looking for genuine recruitment support. Now, if you're interested and would like to become a partner, please reach out to us today, and you can do that via email inquiries@skills-provision.com. And in the subject bar, please put partnership inquiry so we know that it is related to that. And our partnership team will then review your application and see if we have something that you could work on. It may be at the current time that we don't have a project that is suitable for your skill set, and we don't want to be engaging you at this current time, but we would keep your records and keep your details for future opportunities. Okay, back over to you, Pete.
Thank you, Francesca. Finally today, I'm going to cover the subject of ethical recruitment, which is a complicated subject, more complicated than the title would have you think, or what people imagine. Recruitment as a process is discriminatory, obviously, because you select one person over other people. Now, as a international recruitment agency of standing, we work with clients who provide us with guidelines, who they want to employ. Now, these guidelines are often quite precise. Their perfect worker is 35 to 40 year old male, physically capable, hardy, used to working outdoors, and such like. Now, it could be said that we are quite a unique agency insofar as we don't do as we're told, which sounds counterproductive when you're working for and being paid by clients to assist with their HR recruitment. But it's the truth. We get the brief from the client. We brief our own teams. And when we start, we look to produce lists, or made one big list, or lists on lists. Sometimes we're producing, sometimes we may be required to provide 500 people for a company within 3 months. So it's a numbers game, but the people that we're looking to produce, there's the ideal candidate or candidates. We rip this up and throw it in the dustbin, but taking note of who the client wants to employ. All the people passing the filtration stage are placed into what we call the client zone. So in there, this is where the main recruitment effort is placed. The quality candidates are placed in there, benchmarked, video presentations, CVs, profiles, documentation. Perfect for the employer to go in and make their selection. And then they will look, especially in this first, well, we ask for males of there's females in here. Blimey, you've got a guy in here. We're after welders that are, you've got a guy in here that's in a wheelchair. Yes. We are ethical recruiters. We are not rigidly following guidelines and doing the same as all recruitment companies do, afraid to make decisions. We place into the client zone many workers, so regardless of gender, physicality, age, so we can have the very young, which sometimes the best candidate is not what appears on paper, could be the youngest person who will give 20 years loyalty to a company. The elderly maybe have so knowledgeable that this can be passed down to other workers within an organisation. And the disabled, those that no one really cares about. So we do give a fair crack of the whip to everyone. Bearing in mind, we only produce a lineup. And within this lineup will be the perfect candidates that the client wanted. And the not so perfect and the imperfect. And then the choice is theirs. We place in there suitable, so have to be suitable for the job. We grade accordingly. We produce all the information. We get all the videos done. And then we either assist in the placement activity, or this is just down to the employer. The results achieved to date have been remarkable. Employers are now realizing that their own prejudice has actually not been right. They're now looking to employ more disabled people, younger people, older people, because it fits with their organization and the message they want to deliver on their brand. And this all stems from us having the strength of character as an organisation to truly go down the road of ethical recruitment, which is something that we will continue to do. And there we have it. The end of our first podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, contact Francesca. What's your email address, Francesca?
Francesca@skills-provision.com.
There you go. And we look forward to introducing you in probably a month to 6 weeks' time to our second episode of the Skills Provision podcast. So from me, Pete.
And from me, Francesca.
Let's say goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you and take care.